You're listening to Gloria Minot Presents.
Maurice Weeks is the co-executive director of the Action Center on Race and the Economy, or ACRE. This morning we're talking about Amazon. Well, he has some findings of a report just concluded. Mr. Weeks, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So what made you decide to take on Amazon and do this report?
Well, Amazon is one of the largest companies in the world, owned and operated by the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. And we just feel like they're a good company to look into to make sure that all of their practices are not supporting things that all of us would find hateful or disgusting, like hate speech or white supremacy. So we decided to take a look to see if Amazon is basically the worthy of the shiny brand that it pretends to have. And we had some findings about how much they support white supremacy and other hate groups through the items that they sell and other support that they provide to different groups.
Would you give us an example of what you found? For example, I looked at the report, and what happens on Kindle was singled out. Tell us, what did you find?
Yeah, so we actually found many, many instances of Amazon pretty directly supporting some absolutely terrible hate groups. So, for instance, on Kindle and through the Amazon ebook system, there's several books that are openly supporting known white supremacist groups, Nazi ideology, and some really despicable things. And that's just on the ebooks. There's a whole nother list of products that Amazon sells. I mean, from things like, Confederate hats and Pepe the Frog, which has come to be a white supremacist symbol, imagery, to baby onesies with burning crosses on them, to Nazi insignias, some really, really terrible things, and Amazon is selling all of them. And I should add that this is all against their own internal company policy. So they say that they're supposed to remove all of these hateful items from their site. But we were able to find, dozens and dozens just documented in this report alone.
You found racist writers, musicians, and activists, including some who advocate for violence against black people, Muslims, Jewish people, and LGBTQ people.
That's right. Yeah, there's a wide range of hateful ideologies on the site, from as horrifying as just straight up Nazi, to folks who are calling for the genocide of certain peoples, hate against LGBTQ folks, Muslim ideology, and we just feel like if a company of this size, Amazon, should be able to figure out a way that they're not supporting. If they're serious about not supporting these hate groups, they need to really figure out a way to make sure that these items don't appear on their site, and they're not giving what is essentially a megaphone to hate groups around the country and around the world.
My guest is Maurice Weeks. He's the co-executive director of the Action Center on Race and the Economy, or ACRE, and we're talking about a new report and the findings of what Amazon sells to the public. When you approached Amazon, if you did, and told them what your findings were, what was the response?
Yeah, so Amazon quoted their own policy, which states that they are to remove these items as soon as they become clear to them. And we saw maybe about 24 or 48 hours after the report was launched and petition signatures started to be collected directed at Amazon, we saw them start removing some of the items that had been highlighted in our report one by one. I will say that this is a system that is obviously inefficient. It shouldn't take a report that heavily details the instances of Nazi insignias, for instance, for them to remove those from their website. And we're certain that there's still many, many more items on their website that have not been removed yet. So Amazon really needs to do better than what their response has been in the past week or so.
Does Amazon have a policy of vetting who sells on its website?
So we know that they have a policy of vetting which items are on their website, but it's not a robust policy, and that really is the problem. So folks can basically put anything on the website initially that they'd like, and it's then up to Amazon to, on the back end, either themselves make sure that those items are not in violation of their policy, or when a user or someone else brings that to their attention, for them to remove them. So we just feel like that adds way too many steps for a company of Amazon's size, owned by the richest man in the world. They should be able to come up with a better system for sure, that makes sure that, you know, at the very least, hate groups are not allowed to post things on their website and use their website as a megaphone.
You mentioned Pepe the Frog earlier. I just saw a report, I think last week, about the creator of Pepe the Frog taking these white supremacists to court about using the image, and I think he has won that battle, at least for now. You have some specific recommendations in your report for Amazon. Would you outline what some of those are?
Sure. So, you know, Amazon really does have the ability to really take this on. One, I think that we want Amazon to really come out and clearly take a stand against all of these hate movements that have somehow ended up on their website. You know, to date, Amazon has been profiting off of the sale of some of these items that are on their website. So we just want them to come out and publicly take a stand that they're clearly against the hate movements and ideologies that are on their website. And then, you know, sort of where the rubber meets the road, Amazon really needs to develop a way more robust system of removing these items from their website. There's lots of folks that they can consult with on this. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which some of your listeners might be familiar with, documents hate groups from around the country. We can imagine them working with Amazon to make sure that these kind of groups don't end up selling things on their website. And definitely destroy any merchandise and stop facilitating the distribution of any of this propaganda that there currently are. So that means, you know, even stopping the web services, removing all the books, removing all of the items, and destroying the ones that they can. And finally, you know, Amazon is obviously a huge tech company. We want them to really develop a set of systems that make sure that these items don't end up on their website. We think that they certainly can do that. You know, if they can find the specific thing for you to suggest every single time that you log onto their website that you're somehow thinking about, yes, we're sure that they can make sure that these items don't end up on their website.
My guest, Maurice Weeks, is the co-executive director of the Action Center on Race and the Economy, or ACRE. Would you give a website where one can find the report in its entirety?
Sure. If you go to the Action Center's website, so that is www.acrecampaigns.org.
Mr. Weeks, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
For more information about Gloria Minot Presents, go to GloriaMinotPresents, one word, .com.